From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters, life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we present a previously recorded episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank's guest is Dale Ahlquist, president of the Society of Gilbert Keith Chesterton and editor of The Story of the Family, G.K. Chesterton on the only state that creates and loves its own citizens. Here now is Hank Hanegraaff.
And welcome to another edition of the Hank Unplugged podcast, a podcast that is committed to bringing the most interesting, informative, and inspirational people on the planet direct to your earbuds. And today I have a guest that I can't wait to talk to. His name is Dale Ahlquist, and he wrote this book. It is a compilation of G.K. Chesterton quotes. And then he adds his own magic to the book as well. When my son first gave me this book, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to read this book. I've read Chesterton. I love Chesterton, but I'm not going to read a book of Chesterton quotes. I opened it up and I started reading it and I couldn't stop. And since that, I think I've read it three times. My normal habit, and I think this is a good habit for people to get into, you know, C.S. Lewis used to say that you don't really read a book, at least a book of value, you don't really read it until you've read it three times. And the way I go through a book, I skim through it first, then I read it with a pentel, underlining. And then I read it again with a highlighter. And by the time I've gone through with a highlighter, I have the gist of the book. And then I take the time to memorize some of the quotes. G.K. Chesterton is eminently quotable. And we'll learn a little bit from Dale about G.K. Chesterton. But I want to say a few more things about this book because I would love for all of you to have a copy of this book and then to read it and reread it and reread it again. Because the wisdom that is proffered by Chesterton can help all of us in the 21st century. The book is available for anyone who stands shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Now, let me just read a couple of endorsements from the back of this book. I won't read the whole endorsements, but here's one by Christopher Check. He says, "Mankind's future depends on whether we embrace or reject the wisdom of this book." I mean, that's quite an endorsement. Then he goes on to say, you better read this book before doing so becomes a criminal act. Here's another endorsement that I love. This book is exactly what the doctor ordered for a society that has lost its mind when it comes to defining the family and the sexes. And then one more. By the way, that was Lewis Marcos. Robert Riley, he says that this book is assembled so brilliantly by Ahlquist. This Chesterton book does with rapier wit and robust humor what so few could do. It makes laughing stock of those sappers who are so earnestly undermining the family in the name of freedom. The woke should fear this book. Everyone else should get it. And again, you get your copy on the web at equip.org or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, Dale, the editor and the author, the compiler of this book, is president of the Society of Gilbert Keith Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton. There's a lot I could say about him. He's the author of many books, and he's been called probably the greatest living authority on the life and work of G.K. Chesterton. He is a senior fellow of the Chesterton Library at London, and I am absolutely delighted that we get to spend this time with you. Dale, thanks for being on the Hank Unplugged podcast.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Hank. It's a great pleasure to be with you. God bless you.
Yeah, since this is video as well, some will be listening just audio, but since it's video, you have a very interesting backdrop.
I was hoping that you would notice it there, Hank. Your background is not interesting at all, but I'm sitting in the costume department of Chesterton Academy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, suburb of Hopkins, and this is a place of fantasy in here. It looks like the old curiosity shop. You have just wonderful artifacts of all kinds hanging on the walls and costumes on racks and in bins, and behind me are three mannequin heads with very interesting wigs on them. So I'm trying to find a way to get ahead, and this is how I'm doing it.
Well, you succeeded. You know, the title of this book is worth the price of the book itself, I think. I mean, it's a very simple title, The Story of the Family, but the subtitle is incredible because here you have G.K. Chesterton on the only state that creates and loves its own citizens. What an incredible definition of the family.
Yeah, that's, of course, from Chesterton. That's the line of Chesterton's, and I was looking for, you know, something that would really grab people's attention. But what an interesting definition. That just puts everything into perspective. What you do when you start a family, you create a state. It's a little kingdom is what it is. And it's the only state, as he says, that creates and loves its own citizens. There's no better way for children to come into the world, to be raised in the world, than with two loving parents. And that is this very simple universal concept that is for some reason under attack today.
Yeah, so I think when I'm presented with a book on the family, your first instinct is to say, I know about the family. I mean, what is Chesterton going to tell me about the family? And yet, reading through this book, and as I said, I've done it three times, you learn that the family is the basic bedrock of all of civilization. You can destroy civilizations, but ultimately you can't destroy the family, because if you destroy the family, civilization can't exist.
Right. And obviously a civilization in which the family is weak is a weak civilization. If the family is suffering in a society, that's why the whole society is suffering. It's a very simple equation, and we are experiencing it firsthand. Chesterton, amazingly, was writing about it 100 years ago as if he were writing about it today.
Yeah, so I want to find out why you are so fascinated with G.K. Chesterton.
Well, Chesterton grabbed me. I did not pursue him. He found me. And you mentioned C.S. Lewis, Hank, and it was because of reading C.S. Lewis that I discovered Chesterton. At a certain point, when you find an author to be to your liking, you want to know what is behind that author. And Chesterton really is the great inspiration for C.S. Lewis. And so many of C.S. Lewis's basic ideas are simply embellishments of things from G.K. Chesterton. And when I started reading Chesterton, it was really instantaneous that he grabbed a hold of me. I started with the book that was so influential on C.S. Lewis, on his own conversion to Christianity, which is The Everlasting Man. C.S. Lewis was an atheist when he started reading the book, and his life had changed by the time he finished reading the book, The Everlasting Man. And Lewis said very pithily, a young man who's serious about his atheism cannot be too careful about what he reads. And when I read that book, I had discovered someone who put it all together. I was used to reading, you know, good, heavy intellectual stuff, but it was always really quite focused and quite narrow, frankly. And Chesterton brings it all together. In that book, he writes about history and culture and tradition, also mythology and literature and philosophy and theology. It's everything you can think of that you need to tell the whole story of the world and how it all converges when Christ steps onto the stage.
So you talked a little bit about the magic in reading, and we live in a culture that has lost the art of reading. I was just reading a statistic about my own home country. I was born in Holland, in the Netherlands, and the vast majority of people in Holland do not read the Bible. But I think the further problem is that people do not read at all anymore. We're so addicted to social media that we can't really sit with a good book and ponder its profundities.
That's very true. And interestingly enough, Chesterton somehow manages to work in the modern reader because of those short quotes. You know, he's got a way of encapsulating a great truth in 26 words or less.
Stay right there. We'll be back soon to rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with scholar Dale Ahlquist. In a world that has lost touch with normality, it takes a pioneer to rediscover the wonders of the normal. In The Story of the Family, the profound and prolific G.K. Chesterton illustrates the glory of the family, the heritage of romance, love, marriage, parenthood, and home. This masterful compilation of texts and quotes offers a hymn and praise of the saucepan, the kettle, the hairbrush, the umbrella stand, what he calls the brave old bones of life. With piercing wit, Chesterton pits all these venerable truths against the fashions of divorce and abortion, along with the troubling philosophies that have afflicted education and the workplace since the early 20th century. To receive your copy of The Story of the Family, G.K. Chesterton on the Only State That Creates and Loves Its Own Citizens, edited by Dale Ahlquist, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. Angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation. His last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Equip.org. www.chesterton.org. Here again are Hank Hanegraaff and his guest, Chesterton scholar Dale Ahlquist, as they continue their conversation.
Chesterton somehow manages to work in the modern reader because of those short quotes. You know, he's got a way of encapsulating a great truth in 26 words or less. He can do it. And yet the quotations, which make up a part of this book, are then, you know, expanded into paragraphs and even whole essays. And so the great sentence, the great one-liner of Chesterton can grab you and pull you in, and then he has you at that point. Then you want to go deeper right away. But you're absolutely right about people with their short attention spans and their weakness to be completely dazzled by shiny objects and getting them to turn away from contemplating the written word. And yet Chesterton seems to be a great solution to that, a great antidote to that problem.
Well, let me read one of the quotes that you may be alluding to. That's an epigraph in the book where Chesterton says, "You can free things from alien or accidental laws, but not from the laws of their own nature. You may, if you like, free a tiger from his bars, but do not free him from his stripes. Do not free a camel of the burden of his hump. You may be freeing him from being a camel. Do not go about as a demagogue, encouraging triangles to break out of the prison of their three sides. If a triangle breaks out of its three sides, it comes, in terms of its life, to a lamentable end."
Yeah. That's from my opening essay, is defending the triangle. When we defend the family, we're defending the triangle. If you free the family out of its triangle, the family comes to an end.
Yeah, you know, and you said this earlier on as we began this podcast, but this is the essence. We have tried to free the triangle of its three sides. In one of my books, my latest book, I quote a book titled Same-Sex Marriage, in which the authors forward the notion that marriage has at all times and in all societies been a relationship between men and women, that marriage exists because of the dual gender distinct nature of humanity. As such, the connection between marriage and procreation is more than just incidental. But in a contrary opinion, you have Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who holds that marriage, as historically defined, fosters little more than ill will and animosity. In his considered opinion, I write, "Anyone who embraces the historical definition of marriage, thus excluding same-sex couples, does so out of hate and animus." Actually, this is a paraphrase of what the justice said.
Well, one of Chesterton's great quotes, I think it's in the book, is when Noah was entering the ark, he took two of everything, but he didn't take two Noahs. And similarly, he says that the lily, which was the symbol, by the way, of Oscar Wilde in the gay 90s, the lily was their symbol. He says the lily is beautiful, but its purpose is not to be beautiful. Its purpose is to make more lilies. And there's Chesterton, as poetically and as succinctly as possible, criticizing the homosexual movement of his own day that he lived through, and yet doing it in a very subtle and not, you know, he's not pounding anyone over the head. He's just making you think of what the basic truth of what's behind beauty. It's a creative force, is what it is. It's a creative force.
And that triangle that we're talking about is a triangle not only of father, mother, and child, but of child, mother, and father. There's a mystical mirror that we can look at and see the image of the triadic one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's another great point of Chesterton's in this.
Chesterton also said that there's nothing in any other social relations in any way parallel to the mutual attraction of the sexes. And by missing that point, the modern world has fallen into 100 follies. seems a simple point, but this is the essence of the matter.
Yeah, and the follies that we've fallen into are legion, of course, and we just keep finding new follies is what we do because of ignoring this basic truth. But as Chesterton says, you know, fallacies do not cease to be fallacies just because they become fashionable.
That's right. And if you give up this basic truth, if you give up the three sides of the triangle, there's something always to supplant the truth. It's an error. If you don't have control within that nucleus, you have control within another nucleus, and that nucleus is quite self-evidently the state.
Right, right. He says the state is the only thing powerful enough to sweep in and replace the role of the family, because it has to be something powerful, because the family is such an important unit, the formation of a child and the role of parents. He says only the state has the power to do it if the parents do not, or if, sadly, if the parents relinquish that power. And his insight into the growth of the state influence in our lives, it's intensely prophetic. You know, he says that the state never had as much power in all of human history as it does now when it can send a child to the public school. That's an astonishing insight. We think of public education as something that is one of the great developments of the modern world. And there's many good things about it, of course. But if the state controls it, you have given your child at the most formative period of their lives into the hands of the government to help form their minds. And you've taken that power and that influence away from the parents. And the traditional way of looking at the school was that the teacher was in loco parentis, really, with the parents' permission and cooperation, standing in the place of the parent for part of the day to teach the child, a sacred responsibility, and working in cooperation, representing the parent. But with the modern state education, the teacher no longer represents the parent, but on the contrary, is teaching things absolutely contrary to what a parent would teach their own children. They've driven a wedge between child and parent that did not exist before.
I want to expand on that, but not right at this moment. I want to get into that because this is a profound point and a seminal part of the book. Chesterton knew that the generation that breaks free from the family ultimately finds itself in chains. But that in itself is a profound statement, and it's absolutely true. I mean, it's a maxim that you cannot undermine.
It's one of Chesterton's great paradoxes. He always is pointing it out, that freedom exists within the rules, freedom exists within the boundaries. It's a great image from his book, Orthodoxy, that he says, you know, the church doctrine may seem like walls, but they are the walls of a playground. And there's great freedom within the walls. And if you remove the walls, he says, it's as if you have removed the walls of a playground that's on a cliff, and the children cannot play anymore because they're afraid of destruction is what they're afraid of. The walls have been keeping them safe the whole time. And the family is the same thing. The family not only creates safety, but it creates freedom. The place of liberty is the home. It's one of Chesterton's great arguments. And as you said, as you quoted, you break out of that freedom, you will find yourself in chains.
Yeah. Chesterton says the most dangerous criminal now is the entirely lawless modern philosopher. I love that quote. He also augments that by talking about a triple homicide. So the war on the family begins with an attack on marriage, then on the Marriage Act, then on children, and not just killing children in the womb, but killing the innocence of the child without killing the child and killing the soul of the child through an education system that has banished God. That bears elaboration.
Yeah, well, that's kind of explains the whole layout of the book. We talk about the first, the importance of the family itself, of marriage, when marriage is attacked, and through easy divorce, Chesterton argued, you will Obviously, effect of frivolous divorce will be frivolous marriage. If the father and mother do not maintain the dignity and fortitude of the vow, you know, that's what breaks up families. That's what, how families first are broken up. But what leads to that is interfering with the marriage act. You know, the right place for sex, this mysterious and beautiful thing, is within marriage. If it's outside of marriage, it becomes a less than sacred act because it's going to be interfering with the process of life itself. And when you start interfering with life, then you start doing war on life. And you know, either you are defending it or you will be attacking it. You'll become the champion against it.
We'll have to stop here for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Join us again next time when we'll continue Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with scholar Dale Ahlquist. Our firm commitment here at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand CRI's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches, Hank would like to send you a copy of The Story of the Family, G.K. Chesterton on the Only State That Creates and Loves Its Own Citizens, edited by Dale Ahlquist. Call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, life matters more. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.